At InDigital, we know that public safety professionals hold themselves to a high standard. In fact, standard doesn't do it justice. In over 25 years working alongside you, carrying millions of calls over our IP networks, your dedication has inspired us. That's why our ESINet goes beyond industry standards, not only I3 compliant, but designed to adapt to future development for a network you can count on when it matters most. Learn more at InDigital.net.
Rapid Deploy is the CAD of the future. It's cloud-aided dispatch, not dinosaur computer-aided dispatch that looks like it was built in the 1980s. Rapid Deploy's cloud-native CAD, mapping, and analytics increase situational awareness for call takers, dispatchers, and responders. Rapid Deploy is taking public safety by storm. It's fast and easy to deploy, with implementation in days, not years. It's affordable for all agencies of all sizes, rich in features, functionality, and data. It's also reliable and secure as we use Microsoft Azure Government Cloud. Go to rapiddeploy.com to learn more.
If Within the Trenches has ever taught you something, opened your eyes to what it is like to be a 911 dispatcher, or has inspired you to become one, then help support us and join our Patreon. Get exclusive bonus content, one-of-a-kind swag, discounts on merchandise, ad-free early access to new episodes, and much more. To join, please visit patreon.com/WTTpodcast. And if you're an industry partner, we have something for you as well. And now, for the show.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 389 of Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. This episode is sponsored by InDigital as well as Rapid Deploy, and it's June 16th. So we're just a week after Dare to Be Great 3, the final Dare to Be Great conference. And this episode today is going to be based off an Imagine Listening session that I did to close out Dare to Be Great 3. And it was very powerful, very emotionally intense. There were a lot of stories that were shared, and one that really, really got me. And all of them get me, actually, but this one specifically, you'll see as we get to that part of it. But I just wanted to hop in here really quick to thank everyone for the support and just for all the love and good vibes for Dare to Be Great, for the entire conference journey, you know, the first, second, and third one, the trilogy of greatness, as I call it. And it started out as an idea to be able to bring all of us speakers that come from dispatch together to be able to give back to all of you who are taking calls every single day, or on the radio every single day, the most vital piece of public safety, because it's what you deserve. You know, the job that you do is a stressful one, and sometimes there are some centers that don't have the money to be able to send their dispatchers and call takers to conferences to get some continuing education or to network. So to be able to give back in that way, it was amazing. And to be doing this during a global pandemic, especially when it first started out, you know, you were going into work day in and day out as an essential worker, and, you know, putting your life on the line and the possibility of getting sick or your family getting sick. You're doing amazing things as always. That was your Dare to Be Great moment. And every phone call that you take, every decision that you're making, that's all a Dare to Be Great moment, which is where the name came from. So all of us together, daring to be great together in one spot to be able to connect with each other. You know, a time when we're supposed to distance, we connected the most during these virtual events. And it was just so good, and to be able to have that support. So thank you for that. And thank you for the job that you do every single day. It's been an amazing experience. But then to be able to close it out with Imagine Listening, where you are all sharing your I Am 911 stories, doesn't get much better than that. Thank you for sharing those stories so that others could listen to them and learn, and also know that they're not alone, and that it's okay not to be okay, and to ask for help. So all of you there in support of each other, it was an amazing moment. So without further ado, I present to you Imagine Listening from Dare to Be Great 3. And before actually it starts here, I do want to give a warning that a lot of these stories are pretty tough ones. There are a couple of good ones, good outcomes rather. That's what I mean by good ones. But a lot of the others are pretty tough to hear, and I'm reading every story that is coming in, and so just a warning. There's a warning that you heard at the beginning of this episode. I do give a warning in the video as well, but I just wanted to say it here one more time that there are going to be some tough calls that you hear about. And if you have any issues, if there are just things that you don't want to hear, then skip this episode. But, a lot of people have listened to these stories and have actually helped to be able to hear them. Also to help process their own, stories. So again, without further ado, this is Imagine Listening from Dare to Be Great 3. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the final session of Dare to Be Great 3, the last Dare to Be Great conference. 47 out of 47. Holy hell. How did we get here? It went by really fast. I mean, we started this on Monday, and it's already the end of Thursday. How crazy. I mean, just this whole experience, all of the sessions, it's just been amazing. Thank you all for being here, and we're about to get started with Imagine Listening. I was looking at the polls. It looks like a lot of people have have participated in an Imagine Listening session before. So, but if not, if you haven't answered the poll or anything, or if you're coming on a replay, I want to, sorry, I'm looking at the comments here. I want to give a warning that with Imagine Listening, the stories that we're going to share, these are I Am 911 stories. And these are stories that, some of them are stories that, people have been holding in for some time, and they're sharing these stories with people who know exactly what they go through. This is the whole I Am 911 movement. You know, it started out as a way to raise awareness for the reclassification issue, but quickly turned into peer support. And that's what Imagine Listening is has done as well. The first half of this, we are going to share I Am 911 stories. Now, they don't have to be, like the most horrific thing at all. They can also be saves. They can also be stories about saves. You can either put the entire story out, or you can do it in I Am 911 format. And that is where, you say, I was the one who took this call when, such and such happened. And the reason I structured it that way was because it's like a form of communication, right? These stories, specifically the one that I started it out with, I heard your last breath the night you flipped your four-wheeler, then hashtag IM911. I'm not going to meet the people who I helped out on that call when their son flipped their four-wheeler. I'm probably never going to meet them. But if they were ever to see and read that story, would want them to know that I was there with them throughout that entire call. It's like I'm reaching out to them beyond that initial call and saying, I was there. I was there with you. And it sticks with me too. So that's what Imagine Listening is. We're sharing these I Am 911 stories. So I'm going to read an intro because these Imagine Listening and Open Mic are two separate episodes that are going to go on the podcast. Now, no names or anything are going to be shared on all of that. This is all audio. And let me tell you, the amount of stories that have gone out there and the feedback from the episodes and the sessions, whether it be in person or even virtual, have just been amazing. People learning what it is that you do on a daily basis. And it just continues. The movement continues. These stories continue. That's what this has all been about. And people are sharing stories from all over the world. And people are attending this conference from all over the world. And I keep using the word, but it's amazing. it's just unbelievable sometimes. And I just thank you all for the support. So I wanted to give that warning as well, that if some of this is a little too hard, mute it, or you can go and you can come back, because the second half, Open Mic, is where we're going to share the funny, the lighter side of dispatch. We're going to start out emotionally intense, and then we're going to end on a high note by sharing all the funny stuff. And believe me, once we're done with this first part, you're going to want to laugh. And we do end up laughing, and it's a lot of fun. It's not, you know, the people or the callers or anything. No one is making fun of them at all. No, that's not what it is. It's the, you know, it's the situations, right? The situations that happen in life that you end up taking these calls and you think, huh? Like, is this real life? So this first part is what this is going to be. And for Imagine Listening. And then we're going to move into Open Mic. So thank you all for being here, for hanging tight, and just being a part of this entire journey. Thank you so, so very much. So again, I'm going to start this out with the intro and then your stories. Go ahead and put them in the comments and I will read them for you. And we'll go from there. Again, the first half, Imagine Listening. The second half will be the funny stuff, the lighter stuff. So here we go. Imagine waking up after a good night's rest. The sun is shining and getting ready, and you're getting ready for the day. Things seem to be a bit quiet, though, so you check on the rooms. You go around through the house and check these rooms. Now imagine you're 911, taking a call from a mom who found her infant not breathing. You start CPR and have the ambulance heading out. Just as they arrive, you hear the child cry, and all is well. This is what it's like within the trenches. In this episode, you will hear stories from the IM91 movement, a movement I started to fight the reclassification of dispatchers from clerical to protective and bring awareness to the types of calls that 911 dispatchers answer on a daily basis. This is an Imagine Listening session, and we are here at the 2021 Dare to Be Great virtual conference. Now, you heard the warning at the beginning, but I must warn you again and add that if you suffer from PTSD or have suicidal tendencies, you are listening at your own risk. The stories you're about to hear are all true and come from the dispatchers who lived them. While some stories have a good outcome, the majority are horrifying. This is our reality. Your worst day is our everyday. So let's start with a bang. I want you to imagine each story. Become the dispatcher who has taken each call, and imagine listening. So I'm going to look over into the comments for your stories. And once you throw those stories in there, I'll go ahead and read them. You know, when I started doing Imagine Listening, it was around 2017. A good friend of mine was my co-host during that time, and it was Rob McMullen. And he had a session earlier today, an amazing session. And we weren't sure how this was going to work. We weren't sure how it was going to go down. And I remember him saying, "You think people will share?" I said, "I think they will. I think people have been holding in stories long enough." And with the movement already going strong for almost a year at that time, people were sharing and sharing and sharing. And they did. It took a little bit, because in person, you get to say it out loud with the microphone. And nobody wanted to share a story. No one wanted to be that first one. So I ended up getting on the microphone and I said, "If you want to share a story by writing it down, do that, and we'll read it for you." And once that was out there, the amount of paper that you heard ripping and people sharing and passing, there were so many stories that were shared, and that's what it took. And then finally one person shared out loud, and then more and more and more. It's hard to explain the feeling being in there with everyone sharing their stories, but it was a good one. The first story here says, "I talked to you when you found your daughter and son in your swimming pool, not breathing. You and your wife pulled them out and started CPR. I was still on the phone when the man arrived to install your pool fence. He was an hour late due to traffic and 20 minutes too late for your daughter. It was later determined she jumped in after her brother. Neither could swim, but she died to save his life. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. I answered your call when you found your boyfriend dead from his last overdose before rehab. Thank you." "I was there when you... I am there when you find your baby girl not breathing and talk you through the baby CPR that you said you knew but forgot. I am sorry that your best efforts and my best efforts did not work. Thank you for sharing that." Now, sometimes when we're sharing stories, right, it doesn't, sometimes it makes you wonder, like, is this going to help? Or not just that, why is it taking so long for us to share? And I'll tell you, right off the bat, it definitely helps. There's so many people that have written in and said that they didn't realize how long they've been holding something in or how it had been affecting them, you know, until they saw something or until they heard someone else share a story. And I remember I had someone come up to me once after an Imagine Listening session. And they told me that basically they wanted me to tell them if they were weird, I guess, because they didn't have a story to share, or they didn't feel a certain way, almost as if they really didn't feel anything. And we spoke for about an hour, and she shared so many stories. And at the end, I remember her saying, "Yeah, I guess I just wanted to see, you know, what you thought, like if there was something wrong with me." And I just smiled, and she's like, "What?" And I said, you just shared several stories that I would have never thought that you would have shared with me in that time. And she chuckled and she goes, thank you. She's like, I feel better. I guess I didn't realize it at the time. And it was a powerful moment to be able to, you know, have that conversation and for someone to think, you know, conversation does help, especially when you're talking to people who know where you come from, right? It's just like all of us here right now, even virtually, you're reading these stories and you're connecting. This next story here says, I've been watching this series for so long and it's still hard. I've always wanted to share and I keep thinking one of these days I will feel comfortable enough to share. Still not today, but one day. Thank you to everyone who does share. It's therapeutic for people like myself who are still afraid to share, but see how strong you guys are for sharing. Thank you for saying that. And we will be here for you when you're ready to share. Thank you so much for sharing that. This next one here, it says, I am so sorry that I made you do CPR on your cold, dead husband of 50 plus years. Hashtag because policy. You don't know that I cried with you. Thank you for sharing. Hearing the words, Officer Down, was the beginning of the nightmare of your murder. Helping plan your funeral and honoring you in the only way I knew how, by writing your last call, allowed me to show you how much we loved you and how much we would miss you. I am 911. Thank you for sharing that. The next one here says, I could see your brother and you trying to take your dad off the bed while he was in cardiac arrest. I tried to give you instructions to pull him off the bed and provide him CPR. My heart melted when you said to me, please don't let my dad die. I wish I could have said with confidence that I wouldn't let him die, but we can't. I'm sorry, we could not save him. I am 911. Thank you. You were only 21. It was your final night of training. You were 15 minutes from going off duty. I will never forget the open mic. Breathe, Dan. Breathe. Then the sergeant calling over, or calling for the lieutenant to come back to the city. In a voice I didn't recognize. It's bad, sir. Really bad. Just get here as fast as you can. We will never forget you. 311. It was an honor to give your final call. Thank you for sharing that. I took your call when your apartment caught fire. You were handicapped and couldn't get out. I was there on the phone with you when you took your last breath before your phone disconnected. You were one of several fatalities in this fire. Thank you for sharing. I am also there when you tell me you heard the gunshot from the basement and knew your 17-year-old son had taken his own life because his girlfriend had broken up with him via text. The smell was too much for you, so you waited outside for EMS, and I stayed with you until they arrived. Thank you for sharing. All right, I'm catching up to the comments here. As some of them come in, I have to scroll up. So if I take a minute, it's because I'm trying to get back to the next one. When I picked up the line, I heard you say, I think it just exploded. I asked him what exploded. He said the gas station. It's all gone. Everything is burning. I just spoke to the clerk not 30 minutes before asking about the weather. She told me a hockey team had stopped there to wait out the storm. Loads of 8, 9, and 10-year-olds running in her store. She laughed and said it was nothing new and hung up. When the man said it had exploded, I could only think about her and those kids. Luckily, the dispatch gods were on her side that day. Every trooper was home and answered the phone. Every department was already at the station for some reason, and every single person who could help us just came in a blizzard. Our dispatch team worked in perfect harmony, and no one died. In a situation that everyone could have been killed or injured, nobody was. It was literally one of the best things in my life. I was so damn proud to be a dispatcher. I am 911. Thank you for sharing that. I've been in this profession for, well, probably too long. But I can't leave what I love. I had calls buried deep for a long time. Calls that were breaking me mentally and physically. I was displaying myself as an 8-9, but I was a 1 or 2 at best inside. I learned to hide this very well. I learned about a podcast from a coworker. I had no idea what a podcast even was. It turns out this podcast saved me mentally and physically. I learned it was okay not to be okay. This podcast taught me how to recover, how to release those calls and the call that broke me. I know the rule to say no names. But I need to say this one. Thank you, Ricardo. Thank you for giving me the courage to say I'm not okay. The courage to finally ask for help. I am 911. Thank you, brother. It means a lot, man. I was there when your friend called 911 that they found you. They found you in, was it the country or the county, in your wrecked car from the night before. Your family had been looking for you for hours. You were gone. We went to school together and hung out often with our friends. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. I answered the 911 to hear my voice screamed after the Kent's jar. I was there with you when you found your dad. My ex had ended his battle with PTSI via gunshot wound. I stayed with you till your mom got there. Mental jar corrections. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. I was there when you got home from church on Father's Day to find your son hanging on the tree in your backyard. I was there while you were crying, trying to get him down. I wish I could have been there to just hug you when you lost your only son. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. I was CTO listening in when you called that your baby had strangled in the cords of the bedroom blinds. I kept you on the line while my trainee tried not to hyperventilate. Later, we learned he was one of twins, and our hearts broke for you again. Thank you for sharing. I was one of the dispatchers on the line when your young son called 911. Your husband was stabbing you in another room, and I could hear your screams. When your screams ended, your son confronted his father instead of staying in hiding. I was terrified for him. Thank God that your son made it through. Unfortunately, you did not. My heart aches for your child and the memories of that day that he will live with. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. My trainee and I were there with you when you figured out that the hospital was too far away and your baby was coming now. Your wife was being so brave, but we could tell in your voice you were really scared for both her and your unborn child. But you never faltered. We gave instructions to bring your child into the world, cried with you when we heard her first cries. Nothing has sounded so sweet as the cries of your baby girl. When asked your location, you said the Bojangles parking lot, meeting our Boberry baby and family was such a blessing. I am 911. Thank you for sharing that. I was there when your new girlfriend had a surprise baby at the motel you were partying at. You were so happy and kept asking how you could help. Thank you. All right, looks like I'm catching up to some of these here. I'm catching up to some of the stories here. So we've got about 5 more minutes left of Imagine Listening here, and I just want to thank you all so very much for sharing these stories and being patient with me as I'm reading through these. Gary, thank you. It's amazing. I dispatched my officers to the scene. They arrived and shut down the road. You came back and blew through the roadblock, leaving her there with strangers. The sergeant gave me your tag. I ran it, then realized that I knew you. You continuously present yourself to you and her friends and family as the sad yet innocent boyfriend of the girl that died in that motorcycle wreck, while I still know what you did and didn't do for her. You still have no idea that I know. Thank you for sharing. I answered your call on the 4th of July. Your first words were, "My husband is dead." I asked if you wanted to try CPR. You screamed at me that his face was gone. Your husband of 50 years was setting off homemade fireworks. I heard your heartbreak when you realized he was gone. 18 years experience. And I cried with you. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. The night you called to report a fire in your home, I sent you help. The screaming in the background came from your 5-year-old son, who had plastic bags melting to his skin. The bag proceeded to cause more of his skin to burn. All you did was yell at him Look what you've done now. I can still hear your child's screams of pain. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. I answered the phone when you came home and found your 13-year-old daughter had hung herself. I will never forget the screams of you and your wife. I also answered the phone the night your wife died. I see you every now and again and relive it all over again. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. You were home alone while your wife was gone to celebrate the birth of your grandbaby when you called because you weren't feeling well. You suddenly quit talking, but I could still hear you struggling to breathe and talk. Units arrived moments later and found you slumped against the counter, still clutching the phone. You were airlifted to a trauma center where they determined you had suffered a major stroke and you were gone. I still hear you struggling to ask them to hurry. I am 911. Thank you for sharing. So those were the stories from Imagine Listening for Dare to Be Great 3. And as you saw, there was one story in there that that was really hard for me to get out. But thank you for sharing that story. It feels good to know that something that I put out there has helped so many. So again, thank you. I appreciate it more than you know. I will be doing Imagine Listening at, some more virtual events, of course. But the next events coming up are actually going to be in person. And Imagine Listening will be done at the Navigator conference. And that'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. That'll be on July 13th and 15th. I'll be doing Imagine Listening there. So if you're going to be there, please join me for that session. It'll be an excellent one. And then at the 2021 NENA conference in Columbus, Ohio, I will be out there as well. And doing Imagine Listening. So I hope to see you all there. It's going to be excellent. Register for both conferences. But I hope to see you there. This episode has been sponsored by In Digital as well as Rapid Deploy. And if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us. And that is going to be WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That is @911podcast. And you can like us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. If you are looking for any bonus content, you can check us out. And that is patreon.com/WTTpodcast. And then you can view this episode on Facebook, Twitter, as well as YouTube. And you can listen 24/7 on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, your favorite podcasting app, and withinthetrenches.net. Have a good one.